this is one of the many camps which we have an intent to conduct. Presently, we are going to Wau Shuluk, to the Shuluk community. In subsequent times, we'll be going to the other places, to the other community. We as UN and INBAT intend to help the South Sudanese as much as possible and as many people as we can cover.
Of course, when you are conducting your program, there are some diseases in which you are targeting to control. Now, what diseases are you trying to control?
Here in South Sudan, what we have observed is that these animals, they are devoid of the basic deworming which eats into the cattle health. So our basic aim is to deworm these animals, provide them the feed supplements which can add on to their dietary conditions. Besides any other disease, mostly we are coming across the respiratory conditions as well as the digestive systems which are getting affected here.
Before the fighting erupted in the country, you had been conducting this mobile vet in some areas in the state. Now, take us briefly into how a typical vet camp operates.
A veterinary camp, if it is being organized in some remote area, they will basically go interact with the local population. We inquire into what are the general problems these people are facing, and then we try and eliminate those problems, which are either the deworming or the animal managemental practices or the dietary supplementation, any sicknesses, even the surgical conditions we have been looking into.
That slightly sound good. Now, what impact do you hope to make with the vet camp in Malakal town or in the areas that you will be visiting very soon, like Wau Shuluk and Kodok?
The impact on the local society, we all know that the cattle is one of the major assets of the South Sudanese. Keeping up their health is one of the major aspects. So we try and bring as best as possible to these cattle heads and improve their health and the economy of the area.
Now you speak as a doctor for the vet. Now, the Food and Agriculture Agency reported last week that cattle displaced by conflict risk is spreading diseases across the country. This obviously would be a catastrophe. But how can this be evaded?
This report from Food and Agriculture Agency, yes, invariably is disturbing. And I somewhat agree also with that, because any group of animals having a disease, and if it is moving far and away, it is bound to carry these diseases to the far-fetched areas also. Now, what we can look at is we should investigate and treat the animals wherever they are and try and curb the spread of the disease and thereby prevent the catastrophe which might be in offing.
Obviously, it is difficult to stage vet camp everywhere, all over the world, whether in Malakal, back home in your country, or everywhere. But what advice would you give to pastoralists struggling with disease right now?
The pastoralists which are struggling with so-called diseases right now, first of all, the basic health of the animals be looked into. They should be vaccinated. They should be dewormed. Their dietary supplementation should be taken care of. In the bargain, if the animal stock is healthy, other diseases which are very difficult to control can be avoided.